Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Arvind Krishna. We're talking about Azure Cosmos DB, specifically the table APIs, doing table apps with Cosmos.
Yeah. So key value databases were among the first distributed databases, mm-hmm. right? The idea is if you had access patterns by primary key, there are two good things that come out of it. Number one, you build applications with good design patterns, like they're built for scale.
Right.
And the second is by making that assumption, you can push some of the heavy lifting about scale out to your database, so you don't have to ever worry about your data growing to a certain size or your requests slowing down as your data grows. So all of that is handled behind the scenes for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Azure Table Storage, this was one of the first production-grade, fast, highly scalable key-value databases in the market. Now, Table Storage went a little bit further than key-value.
Mm-hmm.
So they did something nice, very cool, which is you take the values, the value itself is a key-value pair, so you get this nice table-like API abstraction. So you're working with the stable API that you're familiar with. You also you not just have primary key-based access, but you also have OData-based querying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're querying, you write link expressions, and you're querying against the data like you would normally a relational database. And the key also is a little bit more powerful. It has two parts, so you have your partition key and row key, which is really useful for real-world applications.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing we heard from a lot of customers using table storage in production is, hey, this is great. I can do OData-based querying, but I really need an index. I need a secondary index so my queries run faster. So that was the number one ask we see in Azure feedback. And the second is customers asked for a number of these premium-like features, this bucket of premium features.
Mm-hmm.
One was, I have 3 nines availability, but I really need 4 nines, like 99.99. I need 5 nines. I need data to be distributed across regions. And also performance. So I need single-digit millisecond reads and writes because I'm basing a mission-critical application on this. I need higher throughput, so not just tens of thousands of requests per second, but I need to go to millions of requests per second.
Mm-hmm.
So these were very common requests from customers, so we are very excited to make these premium capabilities available as part of Cosmos DB. So this is one of the APIs of accessing Cosmos DB. This is one among various peers, so you have the key value data model and the Azure Table SDK and API.
Interesting. So you're saying that, like, for example, I have a couple of existing applications, a couple years old, mm-hmm. that talk to Azure Table Storage. I can point them over to Cosmos. They don't need to change. They won't know that anything's changed. They'll still think they're talking to Azure Table because they are talking the Azure Table API. And then they get lit up with these new premium features.
Right, right.
Very cool.
So let me show you how it is, how you can get started. So I bring up my Azure portal. And from here, I look, I find databases. I pick Cosmos DB from the databases. And when I create Cosmos DB, this is much like provisioning any database. I give it a name, so I say Cosmos DB 2. This is the important part, so I pick table and key value API.
Mm.
And then resource group, of course, I pick some resource group that I need, and I pick my first location. I'll skip ahead because I have already created another account.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all you need to get started.
Right.
So I go to my account here, and this is my Cosmos DB account. And from here, the quickest way to get started is to go to the Quick Start.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step is you create a table. So I'm just going to click here, and I'm going to create a table. And from here, from our Quick Start, you can download a .NET application. It'll pre-populate your connection strings. You are good to go at this point.
Yeah. And I just want to say to the people who are watching that the quick starts for Cosmos, they're really fantastic. And they've been that way since before it was called Cosmos. No matter what API you pick, there's a great quick start. And for the ones that support multiple languages, you get this really nice layout. Just getting a .NET application you can download, it's so sweet. I'd have to give you both, give you all credit for making such a nice quick start for Cosmos.
Thank you. So once you've created your tables, you can come down here. You have a nice visual experience for working with tables.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my entities here, right? Like these are my entities. So all I have to do is I have to come here and I can add entities.
Okay.
So let me zoom out a little bit. Every property here must have a partition key and row key. Let's just pick first name and last name. So I'll say John Smith, I'll pick city equals Seattle, right? And then, so this is schemaless. I've added one entity. And then I'm going to add another entity. So let me pick the same partition key. I'll pick a different row key. Then I'll pick a different city. And this is the fun part, so I can change schema. So I've added a new column called Washington. And I say add entity, right? So that's pretty much it. And this is the power of the API. So no schema, no fuss. And now
And what's funny is that, of course, you said wah, and when you meant state, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I meant state.
But it's totally unstructured. So yes. Things like that are not the end of the world.
Right, right. there are some nice patterns where using that is good for performance.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So let's take a look at this one, right? So all I can do, I can build a query like this, right? Mm-hmm. I can go and say partition key equals this, and I can say city equals Seattle, right?
Okay.
And I can run the query, right? So so this is all it takes, and this is, you can write OData, you can use link and so on. So this is your familiar API.
Right.
And of course, if you can do this programmatically as well, that was visually through the builder, but you can come using one of our SDKs. And so in this case, for example, this is the line of interest. So it says, here is a table, create if it doesn't exist. Pretty almost plain English, right?
Yep.
And then you go here. The next step is I have a bunch of
you're doing
code
random
around
inserts?
It.
Are you doing random inserts?
I'm doing random inserts to collect measurements. I'll show you some numbers.
All right.
But you can look at, it's just doing table operation, insert, and then execute. So it's, and then of course, if you want to go here, if you want to read, it's just saying retrieve. Retrieve uses a partition key and row key, and then you say table.execute.
So it's really quite intuitive.
Yeah.
And it's nice also that you have the retrieve as a generic, so you can retrieve type of whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about any deserialization.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a very developer-friendly API.
Mm-hmm.
So let's watch this in action, right? Like so far, if you're a table storage customer, you've seen all this before. So what do you gain from this? So this is, I'm running the same application. I've just switched out the connection strings.
Mm-hmm.
So one is I'm running against Cosmos DB. This is the premium table SDK.
So
and
Cosmos is on the right?
Yeah, Cosmos is on the right. And this is your standard table storage on the left. So you can see, number one, you were looking at insert numbers. You look at the fastest insert or the median insert completed in about 6 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
At the 99th percentile, so this is the highest end of the curve,
right,
the slowest.
The worst one was still 11 milliseconds.
Yeah. So in table storage, it's fast. But number one is, of course, if you're looking at it's still running a little bit, but it's about, you're now looking at 90 milliseconds at the 99th percentile. So it gives you that premium grade performance.
Well, and this one's already finished. Standard over here is still struggling to keep up.
Yeah, yeah. So, there are a ton of benefits, right? Like, so here, when I'm running a query, mm-hmm. this can use a secondary index. So the longer you run, the more data you pump in,
right,
the more you see a bigger of a difference between these two.
So does that mean that I could take some of my existing table storage applications, I bring them over to Cosmos, keep using the same API, and they're just going to get faster, they're just going to be better, and I don't have to really do anything?
Yeah, that's really true. That's the power of this.
That makes me think of some friends I have that have hundreds and hundreds of millions of records in table storage, and maybe they might want to move those over into Cosmos.
Yeah, we would love to talk to them, see help them get the same grade of performance.
Very cool.
So let me show you a couple of things which are for table storage customers.
Mm-hmm.
One is you have these new set of settings. So for example, you can come into the portal, you can change reserved throughput. So this is the throughput for your table, and you mm-hmm. can configure it in terms of requests per second. And if you want to turn indexing off or you want to customize indexing, let's say you only have primary key-based access, you could do that from here in the portal.
Okay.
And of course, you've probably seen you can set up global distribution. You can distribute your data across any number of regions. It's not just two regions. So you can set up global distribution. Here in this example, of course, I've set up three regions. You can set up as many as you want because you bring your data close to your users, and that'll also help boost your performance because you're spending less time over the network.
When you were doing all of those inserts, then they were all going into West. How quickly are they available in the other read regions?
So yes, in the VM, I was running against West. So mm-hmm. both table storage and Cosmos DB were in the same data center. And how fast it takes to go to East US? Pretty much speed of light plus some overhead, like for compute.
Wow.
So about 60 milliseconds. So very fast.
Right? Very fast. That's a good answer.
But you don't want 60 milliseconds for each. You want 10 milliseconds, you know, less than 10 milliseconds. And that's the power of global distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, manual failover, high availability in case of regional failures, all of this is baked in. You can kick, you know, it's one button. You can fail over your application anytime you want. You can tell us the priority of failover because your app might want your database to fail over to a specific location. So you can tweak these kinds of settings. And of course, when you're talking global distribution, consistency is an important setting as well. So it's something you need to think about, like how do you configure mm-hmm. the consistency level of your account.
If I'm moving or migrating from an existing Azure Table Storage, is there anything that I need to think about as far as like setting my consistency to match the way that it was in Azure Table Storage?
So in Azure Table Storage, if you are within a single region, it supports strong consistency. With the readable secondaries, it supports eventual consistency. So of course, Cosmos DB has 5 click stops in between. So you don't have to go for the red pill, blue pill extremes. You can go, you have these in-between consistency levels. So you should think about what is best for your application. And of course, across multiple regions, the choice is very important because you're talking hundreds of milliseconds difference mm-hmm. for going for a stronger consistency level. So read through this documentation again. We are happy to help. Mm-hmm. Help you pick the right consistency level as well.
So I get a global database, I get a lot more premium features, I get, like you said, not just two extremes of consistency, I get a whole series of choices. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's really no reason not to move over to Cosmos if I want any of those premium features.
Right.
Fantastic. All right, I'm learning all about how to do table storage on Azure Cosmos DB here on Azure Friday.